Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They said it is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Gregory, this morning we start with former NFL receiver Tim Brown, who was on the Oakland Raiders back when they were still in Oakland. He was on with Maggie and Perloff, and he talked about why he wouldn't want Tom Brady on the Raiders.
He wouldn't want
he
Tom Brady.
He would not want Tom Brady on the Raiders. Here's what Tim Brown had to say.
I don't think Tom Brady should be in the plans at all. I think Tom is starting to show that he's 45, 46 years old. You know what I mean? I think his inability to move. I mean, when you look at the quarterbacks in the league today, you have very, very few who are pocket quarterbacks. I mean, Joe Burrow is probably the closest thing you get. But God knows when it's time to run, he can get out the pocket and make it happen. You know, Tom Brady is never going to do that. Yeah, Tom just won all these Super Bowls, this and that. But I just think the league is going to the point where you have to have a quarterback that's able to move around and get some things done with his feet.
Yeah, Tom Brady won all these Super Bowls, this and that, but I wouldn't want him.
That's just hate from the snow game. Let's be
is that
honest.
What it is?
Right, it's
yep.
Tim Brown. Hey, you know, let's be honest. That's all that is. That's
another moron from Notre Dame.
That's just hate from the snow game.
I mean, you'd want Tom Brady on your team.
Hell
I mean,
yeah.
you'd want Tom Brady here.
Hell yeah. I told you and I was having a conversation with somebody last night about this, you know, quarterbacks. I said, if you're telling me I could have Tom Brady for the next 2 or 3 years and he's going to give me an 85% chance of getting to a Super Bowl versus I can have Tua or Mac Jones for the next 10 to 12 years, but they're only going to give me a 30% chance of getting to the Super Bowl, I would be a moron not to go with Brady. Mm-hmm.
And have somebody behind Brady that can learn from him. Get ready to take over once he's gone. You worry about that then.
You think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ownership cares that they might it might take them a while to rebuild things back up?
Because they won one, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Same with the Rams. They're one of the worst teams in the league this year, but they won a Super Bowl last year. That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next we go to famous talking head Colin Cowherd, who is comparing the Patriots dysfunction to none other than the Chicago Bears. Here's what Cowherd had to say.
The best offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecchia, leaves. Then Brady does. Memo to business people. Pay your top people to stay. This was the best run, smartest, most efficient, and leanest operation in the entire sport. Just say this out loud. Leaks in the building. It's like Trump's White House. We get a leak every week. Kids on the staff. Can't draft offense. Spend poorly in free agency. They have gone from the best organization to the Bears. They're dysfunctional.
I don't think it's quite that bad.
Yeah, and he's talk about a flip-flopper. I mean, it was last year when Mac Jones was performing well, and he was like, great draft pick by Bill Belichick to get Mac Jones there. Low-hanging fruit. Like, anytime you go to Bill's kids, one is a safeties coach that nobody even knows, Brian. Like, you wouldn't even know him unless you really dig deep or you were around there. And the other one, Steven Belichick, who's the play caller for a defense that we all agree is a really good defense. It's such low-hanging fruit when people go, his kid's on the staff.
Well, Curtis is right there.
Well, I mean, Curtis does it for other reasons. There was issues at Rivers that we don't really know about.
Curtis isn't even telling, high school with either of them, but that's okay.
Curtis is not telling us about.
Oh, I see.
Did he put Curtis in a locker?
He might have.
Oh, gave him a real wet willy.
Gave him a wedgie.
Did he tape him to a goalpost?
You could do that back then. Nowadays, forget to tape to a goalpost.
He was going to take me out, but he botched the game plan.
It is true, though. I mean, you have never, in his entire tenure here, heard a Bill Belichick team talk the way they did to the Herald.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've never seen it, and it's startling.
What a gift for Karen and Andrew too. They probably thought they got one guy that said, "All right, I'll talk off record," and then the more that just keep coming and coming.
Yeah.
That is,
they got no Debo.
Can we just go back to yesterday? Mm-hmm. And you're still firmly convinced that Mac Jones is the number one source on that?
Yeah, I think he's a definite source. You don't believe it?
The more I think about it too, because during training camp, all we heard from media that were there, whether mm-hmm. it was Kyrie or Tommy Curran, Phil Perry, everybody was saying Mac looks frustrated.
Right.
This looks disjointed.
Well, no,
it seems
frustrated,
like
frustrated.
I know
they were not installing any kind of offensive plays as the
correct. But I'm talking. Going
as
back
training camp moved along, he mm-hmm. was very frustrated, as were others, yes.
I'm saying go back in time to that time period, and everybody was saying, oh, they're lying, they're blowing this out of proportion, blah, blah, blah. To now have this article come out and have everybody that poo-pooed it back then be able to say, oh, Mac was frustrated,
so
here's why.
Greg is so fake.
Okay,
because all he does is say how Mac has the right to be frustrated and how they did him dirty, which I agree with.
Agreed.
But yet, when you go, do you think Mac was a source? No, Mac was no source.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was. I don't know.
No.
He has no problem like doing it in games and clearly showing up his coaches. Why would he not talk to a reporter?
He wants to win football games.
That's not the point. The point is
why can you not get that through your head?
That's not the point, Greg. Right. Yes, sure, I would be frustrated too, but like it's the exact, that response right there is exactly why he would also talk to reporters about what's going on.
The fact that you believe MacHat was not a source is maddening mm-hmm. to me.
Oh, I think he was a source. I don't think he was the number one source. Yesterday, you were sitting here saying, oh, this is all Mac. This has Mac written all over it.
If Mac is a source, he is the number one source. He's the quarterback of the team.
I truly believe this, and I'm not just trying to curry favor with Greg or anybody, but Mac doesn't need to be the source. He's shown us how he feels. We saw that the players endorsed his behavior by liking and commenting on his only social media post since the conclusion of the season.
Right,
if you read that story mm-hmm. and you don't feel in some way sorry for what Mac Jones endured this year, then you're not a human.
Right, but Curtis, that's not the question. The question is Mac Jones a source? Do you believe?
I believe that Bill Belichick, Mac Jones, Robert Kraft either were sources or had close confidants speak on their behalf to the Herald anonymously. I believe everybody within the organization had a say in this, because if you're Robert Kraft, and they come to your door and they say, this is what's being said, did you see any of this? You want to do something to reshape the narrative in your favor.
My point purely is, there's no, in my mind, you cannot evaluate this season when it comes to Mac Jones in any way, shape, or form in a fair way based on everything we now know was going on that he was going through down there.
If that's the case, then just going forward, take the same energy to other quarterbacks who are in bad situations.
Okay.
Because this is not the first time, and it won't be the last time, that a quarterback has been in a bad situation. So that's all I'm asking. If you're going to do that, just carry it consistently throughout.
Yeah.
Because you can't have it one way and then ignore it the next time.
And you can't be fraudulent. We don't tolerate fraudulence.
No, we don't.
No,
fraudulent waffles here.
No fugazis.
He went from fraudulent to fake with regard to me earlier.
Oh, and moron.
And he called me a moron at the start of the show.
And a morette.
Yeah. And called you a morette.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. What is what's next?
It's a female moron.
Of course.
What's
there we go.
Next?
So lastly, we have as you teased, well done by you, by the way, Robert Saleh talking about meeting with Nathaniel Hackett, him becoming the new offensive coordinator, and how they're approaching a veteran quarterback. Here's what Saleh had to say.
The quarterback position, obviously, with all the different interviews, was the number one concern, and rightfully so. And it was simple. We're committed to finding a veteran. We didn't get into names. I doubt that he's even studied. He hasn't studied those guys yet, which he's going to start next week. But we didn't get into specifics on names. But it was talked about that we do plan on bringing a veteran quarterback if we can. We do want to continue working with Zach and continue to develop him.
Yeah, there wasn't names talked about because there was one name and one name only, guy who's already spoken about Zach Wilson recently himself.
Well, I think the other name that he went on to say that they asked him about, does it matter if that veteran has had, I'm paraphrasing, but postseason success, and he said essentially that wasn't the most important thing. And so, I don't know, I think Jimmy Garoppolo might be in the discussion there also.
Yeah, he's a good one.
I guess. I think if you're leaning towards postseason success, I think you would even think Derek Carr would be higher up because he specifically has had no postseason success, whereas Jimmy has at least been in a Super Bowl.
He was one overthrow away from winning a Super Bowl, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I have a question. More durable athlete, Jimmy G or Chris Sale?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll go Jimmy G.
I mean, I feel like they're leaning toward Aaron Rodgers. I feel like he's going to be in the division.
100%.
Right. And Bill is not apparently in on anything other than Mac Jones, as far as you can tell. There's not even a whisper Patriots being in on any veteran quarterbacks.
And we can't even say Bill's in on Mac Jones because he was asked about Mac Jones and he was non-committal towards him, right? So it'd be one thing if he would go, you know, we're looking forward to working. You know what's going to be really interesting, and I don't know when Billy O'Brien will speak, you know, once he is, you know, the officially the OC mm-hmm. and he's here, when he speaks and the first person that says, hey, what's the plan for Mac Jones next year? Is he going into the season as your starting quarterback? It'd be real interesting to see what he says.
You can't underestimate, I think, that if the Jets get a reasonable quarterback, that's going to be an issue for you.
And don't
you said yesterday that's a good defense.
Yes, and they got a good and they got talented players on offense. And don't sleep on the Dolphins. Like, we're talking about the Jets right now because their coach is, you know, basically speaking about some stuff. Don't sleep on the Dolphins and them making a move as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is They Said It. Thank you, Shime.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.